for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Wednesday, November 26, 2014.
The 12 people made a decision that, based upon all that evidence, that as tragic as this is, it was not a crime. It was not one that where charges should have been filed.
When Ferguson prosecutor Bob McCullough made the announcement that there would be no indictment for police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of unarmed black teen Mike Brown, there were demonstrations around the country last night and the night before that there was no probable cause to indict Wilson, who fired 12 shots at Brown, seems unlikely to many. In Union Square, Constance Malcolm, the mom of Romarley Graham, who was shot dead by police in his own bathroom in the Bronx in front of his grandma and baby sister, expressed the anguish of many.
It has to stop here. It must stop here. Because our black man matters. They matter.
We worry about our children every day. I mean, every day when we hear they have an encounter with the police, I mean, our heart just stops, and it shouldn't be like that.
One of the Brown family attorneys, Benjamin Crump, denounced the prosecutor, Bob McCullough, and the process of the grand jury in Ferguson.
Let's be very honest about this process. We have the local prosecutor who has a symbiotic relationship with the local police and the local police officers who sit in judgment whether to indict the police when they brutalize or kill a young person from our community.
Brown family attorneys said the grand jury process was rigged from start to finish in order to clear Wilson in the shooting death. They criticized the types of evidence the prosecutor presented.
Over 50 witnesses, and only 4 to 5 of them were relevant. Right. What was the other 55 for?
Amen.
If you already know going into it that a person didn't see the event, they already told you that, then why would you present them in front of the grand jury?
Amen.
What's the point?
Amen.
So it's things like that that just raises all kinds of red flags.
They also criticized the way evidence was presented and the timing of the grand jury's decision. Standing next to Mike Brown's dad at a news conference on Tuesday, Crump said the decision not to indict was a direct reflection of the evidence prosecutors presented.
We pray that prosecutors will say, we want people to believe in the system. And if that means appointing a special prosecutor who has no relationship with the accused officers, that you do so. The legacy of Michael Brown Jr. should be one not where we just make a lot of noise, Mr. Brown. That wouldn't be the proper legacy to your son. The legacy to Michael Brown Jr. should be that instead of just striving to make a lot of noise, we strive to make a difference.
Brown family attorneys are calling for a Mike Brown law, which would require all police officers throughout the country to wear cameras to ensure that all receive equal justice. As unrest continued in Ferguson, police continued to confront crowds with rifles, riot gear, tactical vehicles, and tear gas. Missouri governor's answer to the unrest was to deploy more National Guards near Ferguson, over 2,200 in all, as the small town outside of St. Louis experienced another night of protests. In Cleveland, hundreds temporarily blocked downtown traffic, demonstrating in support of a 12-year-old boy fatally shot by a cop, responding to a call about someone waving a gun. The boy, Tamir Rice, was shot and killed Saturday by police. He was carrying a toy gun. In New York City, NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton and 9 officers were pelted with fake blood by a demonstrator. This was on Monday night. Bratton says protests in New York have been going very well. He said the department is giving protesters breathing room to express outrage. Meanwhile, the death of yet another black man at the hands of police is on the minds of demonstrators in New York. Amani Henry is with the People's Power Assembly.
Was in the streets the other night when a Kai Gurley was murdered in East New York. You know, I think this is like, you know, we were here with Romali Graham's mother, Constance Malcolm. This is about the continuing understanding that we're being murdered and killed.
Stop police brutality from Ferguson to NYC. Stop police.
Akai Gurley was killed by rookie NYPD officer Peter Liang in a Brooklyn housing project stairwell. This was Thursday night. The Brooklyn prosecutor's office ruled Gurley's death a homicide. Assemblymember-elect Charles Barron says the shooting of Akai Gurley warrants a charge of criminally negligent homicide. At a news conference on Tuesday, Mayor Bill de Blasio said, "We have to reform the relationship between police and community all around the country."
Obviously, in New York City, we've embarked on a very intense program of reform and a fast program of reform. The stops are down. As you can see, immediately there's been a huge reduction. In fact, the last week, a 60% reduction, 6-0, in the number of marijuana arrests. The retraining of the police force is unprecedented. The new inspector general, the reinvigorated CCRB. I mean, these are the kinds of things that will lead to lasting change.
De Blasio said New York City is changing the way things are done. He said, "We have a lot more work to do." Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.